It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, you dumb slut. Let's do this.
Good God.
Good man. God. Before we get going on the topic, I think we need to take a moment and celebrate, Hunter.
Moment of silence?
Our what? No, I don't do moments of silence, all right? I am always yelling. It is our 100th podcast.
Woo!
Holy shit, balls.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I can't believe it.
100.
We have done 100 of these things. We have covered everything from...
We're running out of stuff.
We've talked about weed. We've talked about YouTube stars, female Santa. I don't even remember female Santa.
Me neither.
We talked about...
We basically just black out and do a podcast.
Liver pate, porn star lookalikes, mountain lions. Dude, we've covered it all.
I'm drawing a blank on all of those.
I know. The Wild West. We had a special show with Pat Moody.
Yeah.
Mug shots, dude. We've talked about so much stupid stuff.
100
and
shows.
Honestly, the first ones, I don't even know what we talked about because I didn't label them properly. Yeah,
100 shows,
unbelievable, man. Well, let's make this 100th a good one. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, hell, why start making them good now? Let's just keep going on on the track that we're going. Who are we trying to
keep
impress?
Keep them terrible, man.
Obviously, we wanted to expand more on pretty much what everyone in the sports world is talking about. Whether you're a huge golf fan or not, everyone knows who Tiger Woods is.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows that he is probably the greatest golfer to ever play the game. I think that's safe to say. I don't think that's a stretch.
He is. We'll get to that.
And he just won the Masters.
The Masters, man.
Wrap things up on Sunday.
This is the World Cup of golf. This is the Super Bowl of golf. This
under 71, which is par. And I think the golf world is quite excited about this.
Dude, this is insane. It's absolutely insane.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. The odds of Tiger Woods. Obviously, I said this before. It's better... It being Tiger Woods, but still the odds of him winning the Masters are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is extremely important for a few reasons. For Tiger, first off.
Yep.
The ultimate comeback story of sports history.
Yeah.
You can argue this. Nobody has ever really done it like Tiger. Just what Tiger just accomplished. In comparison, so if you don't really watch golf that much, to use an analogy to kind of compare it to,
yeah,
it'd be like if Michael Jordan came back and won an NBA championship today.
That's a really big, that's,
I mean, wrap your brain around that.
Yeah.
And how people would go nuts.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right now in the golf world. Tiger comes back, ultimate comeback story. The guy couldn't walk a few years ago because he was in so much pain.
And let's see. I mean, even look at the personal struggles, his divorce, his very public divorce. Yep. All these people, all these women coming out saying, oh, no, I had an affair with Tiger.
And
I had an affair.
All the accusations and all of the, the turmoil he went through.
Sponsors, losing sponsors, yep, not being able to play. Then he got that DUI I don't know if it was a DUI.
It went from family to money to golf, to personal things.
Yep.
I mean, anything that could get this guy off track happened.
Yep.
And he overcame it.
He did it. This was his 15th major championship and his fifth Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth
Masters.
Green jacket.
Five green jackets.
That's unbelievable.
People dream about wearing that green jacket, man. It's insane what happened yesterday. It really is. And it's awesome for the golf world. Billions of dollars in the golf industry now just from that win.
Yeah.
Telling you, Tiger is golf.
Yeah.
PGA is nothing without Tiger Woods. It's crazy what happens when he's gone. Golf courses close. Nike just stopped making clubs. I mean, just the younger generation, not as many people are playing golf now because Tiger's not in it.
Yeah.
Now that he won yesterday and kids got to see that, this is a whole new beginning.
What I think is interesting is, like you mentioned, a new set of fans coming in now. Mm-hmm. Kids that were born maybe right before or maybe 5 years before Tiger's fall that are 15 now. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's been how many years? We say 11 years?
People play, I'll use my brother as an example. My brother played golf because of Tiger Woods. My brother became a really good golfer because he watched this guy on TV and wanted to be that
guy. Well, he made it cool. He was this young, hip guy. You know, he wasn't like kind of, I mean, as awesome as John Daly is, you know, he's not what you would call a pinnacle of physical health. You know what I mean?
You know that, and he's not the biggest, best role model.
No. But you know, and Tiger had his issues, but you saw this young guy who was cool. He looked cool. He had the cool fist pump, and he was just awesome. Well, I think there's going to be a new generation of golfers that are going to learn about Tiger and be like, whoa.
Not to mention Tiger back in the day just smashing everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hitting it 45 yards further than the next guy.
Destroying it,
destroying
people. I didn't realize this because Woods missed the par putt but managed bogey. So he won on a bogey.
Won on a bogey. Yeah, he did.
That's
he did. You know, you could kind of tell he was being very conservative at that hole.
Yeah, he
had a shot. So his second shot was he could have drew it around the tree.
Yeah,
onto the green for like a for sure win.
Yeah,
but if he would have clipped that tree, it could have put it in a really bad spot, and he potentially could have shot double bogey to go into a playoff. And you don't want to do that with Koepka.
No. He wanted to avoid. I think that's smart.
And so he played it smart, man. He had a tap in for the win. Like, I mean,
I just love watching this dude. He's just so excited.
People crying on the 18th. That's how significant this win was.
Yep.
It's unbelievable, man. The whole story, the whole comeback thing. I mean, you're probably going to get sick of Tiger in the next week because that's all you're going to hear about. But, dude,
His kid was there. His mom was there.
There's so many special things that happened. So his dad was at the first one, 97, and his dad had a heart attack like a few days before. His dad wasn't even supposed to be at the first one he won in 97.
But he
his
wasn't
dad
missing
flew
that.
In, showed up at the end. And so that you see the picture of him hugging his dad.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of extremely special that his kid, this was the first time his kid got to see his dad win. Tiger, I'm talking about.
That's unbelievable. And yeah, because his kid's only,
His kid didn't see him play golf at all.
8 or something.
Yeah, so that whole time Tiger was gone, his kids were growing up. It was just an extremely special moment yesterday. They put the pictures back to back, you know, of his dad and his son, and just the people crying. And you know what, man? When you walk up after winning the Masters, all the players are right there. You know, to like congratulate you. Good job, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the past years, you walk up and you can see the other players kind of, they're like, congratulations, but you can tell that they're like, F you, man.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to win the Masters.
Yeah.
When Tiger walked up yesterday and was shaking hands of the other players, dude, the other players were almost crying. They were ecstatic. Because they just know what win is and what it is for golf.
Yeah, what it is. Yeah. Well, and if you're going to lose to someone, lose. Because to be honest, we've been seeing all. Now, does this mean Tiger's going to start just destroying everybody?
No,
we don't know.
Absolutely.
We don't
not.
Know.
He's going to play really well, and he's good, and he's in contention now for every tournament he enters.
But it'll be interesting to see now because you get a lot of these younger guys like McIlroy and Spieth. And
some of the amateurs have played in the Masters this past weekend, dude. They're smashing the ball 400 yards.
Yep.
400 yards, which gets me to my point that I wanted to bring up with Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that because you were all fired up about this before.
Well,
so.
it's people now people are saying, Jack, you nervous? What do you think? Is he going to beat your record? He needs three more majors to tie Jack Nicklaus. It's two or three. I think it's three right now. And that's majors, so which is crazy. Who did Jack play back in the day? Was he playing Jordan Spieth? Was he playing Dustin Johnson that rips at 420?
Yeah.
Was he playing Rory McIlroy? Did he have to step up to the tee box and look at Koepka in the face?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you had Palmer.
Yeah.
You had Gary Player. And you had these guys. But, dude, come on. Come on.
With any sport, this is the point I was going to bring up is.
So what we're arguing right now?
Yeah.
Who's the best golfer of all time?
I think Tiger is just the overall dominance of the game.
Absolutely.
That's not saying that there aren't other great golfers out there.
Yeah.
There absolutely is. But with a sport like this, you can really hone in on overall stats, overall wins, individual wins. This is not a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
This is one person against another.
It's
that's
you.
It. It's you. And again, you have guys that, you know, revolutionized the game as they've gone on. Mm-hmm. We've seen amazing golfers come in. Yeah, the golfers in the 20s didn't play like the golfers in the 50s. The golfers in the 50s didn't play like the golfers in the 80s.
They were using wooden clubs, guys. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Let's say you put today's modern technology in the hands of a guy who golfed in the 20s. Is it the same?
They can smash it.
You think so?
It's proven.
But now you
they can smash it because they have swing speed, ball speed. They have all those stats from back then.
Yeah.
It's the equipment that cut them back.
So now is Tiger the best then because he just has the best equipment?
No, Tiger's better. Tiger's better, a better player.
Yeah.
All around than they were ever.
Well, and you brought up a fact too. Before Tiger and what's his face?
Oh, yeah. So I learned this stat yesterday. And this is another reason, guys. Come on. Come on. Let's get together here. Let's think about this. Before Tiger Woods played golf, or I should say, no, I'm sorry. When Tiger Woods went to the PGA, him and Vijay Singh were the only two professional golfers working out.
Like actually doing.
Dude, this is early 90s. We're not talking the 70s. No, we're not talking the 80s.
Yep.
This is like mid 90s.
Yeah.
When he became, I think 95 was the year. When he became pro, him and Vijay were the only ones working out.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, I think in the 90s, wasn't Daly still out there smoking cigarettes out on the.
Smoking cigs, drinking.
Playing hungover, drunk.
And that's what golf was. Yeah. So you can't sit here and tell me, well, Jack Nicklaus has 19 majors. He's a better golfer than Tiger Woods. You know what? Suck it, bro.
Yeah.
Just look at the two. You know what? You take Tiger and put him back when Jack was playing.
Tiger has, 15 now, do we say?
16, I think.
So he's almost there. Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but he either has two or three to tie Jack.
Majors
does Jack have? And I think it's 19.
15.
Jack has 15?
Yep. Second only to Nicklaus. Yeah, Tiger has 15.
Well, that needs to be updated.
Because it's 16 now.
16 now.
Yeah, this was, look at that.
16 now. So he's got three. Dude, it's going to happen.
Yep.
It's going to happen. You know what's crazy, too?
Yeah, because Nicklaus has won 18.
It's going to happen, and Tiger's going to be playing people like Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, some of the best. Dude, the Masters this year, the top six, were all Masters winners.
Yeah.
And he still won.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, dude, you can't.
Oh, and explain to everyone, too, what a major. What is that? What's a major?
I think there's five a year.
Yeah.
There's either four or five a year.
I think it's four.
You might be right. I think it is four. So four majors a year. Basically, it's the biggest golf tournaments of the year.
Like the Masters.
The biggest sponsored tournaments. Yep. This is the tournament that every professional great golfer in the world want to come to and play in.
It's not like
because of the purse, because of the bragging rights, because you want to be the best golfer in the world.
It's not like the AT&T cup that's on
which are great tournaments.
Oh, yeah,
big
great
money tournaments.
They're not the majors.
They're not majors.
They're not, what are the majors?
Majors are not that golfers show up and just don't want to win, but you show up to a major, everybody is on their game. Tiger specifically said yesterday he started training for Augusta 6 months ago.
You have
He has tournaments in between time.
Oh, yeah. You have the PGA Championship.
Yeah, which is a huge tournament.
You have the Masters.
Huge.
You have the U.S. Open and then the Open Championship.
Yep.
So those are the majors as they stand right now. Yep. And he's only two away.
He's only two.
From tying.
Three.
No, 16 and Nicklaus has 18.
Oh, he has 18.
Yep.
Oh, two away? Dude, he's going to do it.
I think so.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what? You women out there that hate Tiger Woods, it's time to move on.
Yeah, and most women would jump at a chance to be with Tiger
Woods.
That's
the first thing my wife said yesterday when I jump up, Tiger Woods won!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
She's like, what, is he going to beat somebody with his club? I'm like, first off, that's not how it happened.
That's not how it happened at all. Actually, his wife attacked his car with a club.
Right.
So there you go. All right, he cheated a lot.
He made mistakes.
He's a young guy at the top of his game. Could you imagine being a Masters champion in 1997 at the age of, 20-something?
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Hey, you know what? I'll throw it out there. Michael Jordan did the same thing.
Yeah.
Through his whole career.
You know why Michael Jordan?
Nobody said shit.
You know why Michael Jordan retired that first time?
Gambling.
Gambling. Gambling. It wasn't because he, no, that's why
he was going to die.
Yeah, yeah. So I think Tiger has redeemed himself. He's married to a lovely lady.
He is.
He's got a kid. He's been working hard.
Loves his kids.
And I think it was a well-deserved championship for him. I really do.
It was a great day. It was a great weekend, man. And you golfers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Here we go. It's back, baby.
And don't worry, Hunter will probably talk about it more and more and more and more and more and more. When are you going to win a majors?
Trust me, in my dreams, I dream about it.
You're a 20-time majors champion.
If I played at the Masters, I'd step up to the first tee and literally pass out. Be done.
I would like to see you compete in maybe an amateur, a pro am.
That'd be sweet.
You do that.
I'm not that good though.
You shot only two over the last time we played, didn't you?
But those guys, dude, those guys. I mean, come on. They live and breathe golf.
You gotta have
confidence. I got confidence.
It's self-fulfilling prophecy, Hunter. Yeah. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
So you know what? You go win your pro fishing tournament. I'll go win my pro am. Then we'll get together and have a beer.
There you go. And we'll say, "Hey, we're the best."
All right. And then our wives will wake us up.
Yeah. Honey,
damn.
Let me. Giselle was in the background.
Ah, you bitch.
You bitch. I was huge. All right, guys. That's going to do it. Congrats to Tiger on the big win. That's awesome, man. And don't forget to explore more on the website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. And make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. And we'll see you next time.